Welcome to Sustainable Voices. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh. I was recently invited to attend a conference on peak oil and food security organised by the Garden of Eden Project. During this conference, we had the opportunity to listen to various groups and individuals that were dealing with the issue of peak oil and food security. Over the next few shows, we'll be hearing from some of those people. The next speaker was Graham George. Graham is a permaculturalist from Healesville in the Yarra Valley, where he has been teaching permaculture design since 1994. Graham lives on a 5-hectare property in a bushland setting, where he grows heirloom vegetables and fruit trees. He is an active member of Permaculture Melbourne and coordinates the organic farmers market that is held every Saturday morning in Healesville. In his talk, he shares the experience of running that market. You're listening to Graham George.
A local initiative at Healesville. We wanted to get back to local food supplies. We established this market 2.5 years ago at the old Healesville railway station. We've restricted it to organic produce, and this is a wide-ranging definition. We'll have a look at that in a moment. The important thing is that it's a weekly market, a true farmer's market, not one of these tourist-oriented once-a-month jobs with lots of value-added cheese and wine and jams. We're into locally produced produce. There's a view of the railway station precinct on Saturday morning. It's every Saturday, 8 o'clock till 1. Notice the bicycles. A few people have heard of the impending oil crisis, so they're getting in practice and coming down on their bikes every week to get their weekly shopping supplies. The aims of the market were to grow local, ethical, small-scale agribusiness that was sustainable. We wanted to provide an outlet for people growing local produce, and I've been teaching organic vegetable gardening in a permaculture context for a number of years, but very few of my students have actually gone on to do much production. There are limited outlets in health food stores and so on, but this provides those sorts of people with a guaranteed access. And at a market, you don't have to be restricted to 25 lettuces a week or whatever. You bring along what you've got available and it sells or it doesn't. And through the market and talking to people, we are promoting sustainable lifestyles. Three levels of produce are certified organic or biodynamic. We've got Judy's Farm at next Green Line Farm at Yarra Glen supplying a lot of produce each week. One or two other people supply certified produce when available. We are concentrating on the organically grown produce of small-scale growers. And this would be the what David would have called this morning the urban agriculture or the semi-urban agriculture, in permaculture terms, a Zone 2 operation. Whereas a certified organic or biodynamic farmer would have to be a commercial operation, and we'd consider that to be a Zone 3. And wherever available, local seasonal backyard surplus, the Zone 1 type production as well, as long as it's chemical-free, organically grown, and with the right standards. Now, just a few shots of some of the produce. Some of my mustard lettuces and shingiku and a few bunches of daffodils. By the time I took the photo, most of the daffodils had already gone. This is some of Judy's boxed produce. She's concentrating at the moment on all the winter vegetables, the best-tasting Brussels sprouts and broccoli that you could imagine. Biodynamically grown, so it obviously makes a difference. Can't see Chrissy very well. Chrissy is a director of Rare Breeds Trust and grows and sells large black pigs. Her website is largeblackpigs.com, and she's there every Saturday with frozen pork small goods, bacon, sausages, and I think she might have a roast in her hand there. And she's always willing to talk to people about rare breeds and their preservation. The way to preserve these rare breeds is to actually use them and eat them, provide a market for them. Now, we are developing a local certification scheme. This is focused, again, at the small-scale growers. For those who can't afford the costs of a commercial certification process, which is oriented towards exports. So it's aimed at small-scale growers. We're going to limit it to those people operating in the Shire of Yarra Ranges and contiguous areas, mainly because we need to know them, have access to their properties, and it's got to be convenient. So we wouldn't accept, we're not accepting organically grown produce from anywhere further away where we can't access and check out the bona fides. We'll be basing it on national standards, but we've already taken David's lead and going beyond that, because we're looking at embodied energy, resource uses like water, and the distance that that the food is travelling to get to. It's out and encourage people to buy local on that basis. We've got three bakeries represented there. We've got a local Fruition Bakery there with sourdough breads and some local honey from the district. We've got an outlet for Healthy Bake bread here. Healthy Bake is a large commercial organic bakery specialising in sourdough breads and alternative grains, spelt and kumut and farro and things like that, no regular wheats. These Heather and Andrew also bring along their garden produce, spare free-range eggs and so on. And we've got another new bakery from Glenburn's coming down to Healesville every Saturday now, Wild Crust Bakery, with a similar style to Fruition, the sourdough white wheat type loaves. We've got three honey producers. Two, this fellow comes each fortnight now, make it worthwhile coming down from Taggarty. And we have another honey producer from Strath Creek comes down when he has enough every month or two. And we have another outlet for a grower in the south of the Shire. One of our stalls picks that up and sells for him. We've got about 15 producers selling their produce at the market at the moment, up to 10 stalls on a Saturday morning. Three honey producers, three bakeries. I sell open pollinated seeds, Eden, Select Organic and Green Patch. And when I get around, when I actually spend some time in my garden, I do grow a few seeds myself and package those, as well as some of my own local produce. This is my daughter Linda there serving organic breakfasts now, and that's been quite a feature of the market. Free-range eggs and organic produce, mushrooms. We're using the bread from the bakeries and so on. We've taken a leaf out of the Wash Against Waste project, and so we've invested money in second-hand op shop plates and cutlery, and it's all washed and reused on site, so no wastage in that area. The market is a very social one, as some of these regular weekly markets tend to be. I've been going to St Andrew's Market for nearly two decades, on and off. So people having their breakfast, we've got a little kerosene tin brazier going there, and a couple of tables from the Railways Cafe. People can have their breakfast there and coffee, chai teas, and a lot of people just sit around chatting and catching up with the news there. One initiative, last March we had our second birthday, and we decided we'd celebrate that with a bit of a festival, and we invited a lot of the community groups to come in and join us with an autumn fest. And so we had 20 stalls on that occasion. We had Landcare, Rare Breeds Trust with a demonstration of milking goats and a big, large black pig sow with some piglets on display, and Singing For Your Soul's Sake came down and sang for us, and we had a capoeira demonstration. And the Slow Foods, Yarra Valley Slow Foods, roasted one of Chrissy's piglets. So we had a spit roast pork lunch on and that sort of thing. And it was a great day. We didn't charge the community groups anything for coming along. And they were able to promote their various activities. And somebody said afterwards it was a very well-organised event. And I made the point that it actually was self-organising. We just asked people to come, bring their own equipment. We told them where to set up, and they came along and did it, and it worked very well. And we plan to do that on a regular basis each autumn. And our motto is that.
That was Graham George. You've been listening to Sustainable Voices, the show that explores the landscape of sustainability and its people. For more information on this show, and for an archive of previous shows, go to www.whitepage.com. www.sustainablevoices.com.au/sustainablevoices. Thanks for listening.